I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The rats on Campbell Island finally got their comeuppance. Campbell Island is owned by New Zealand, but it's more than 400 miles south of the main island, the South Island. It is uninhabited, even by rats, and that is thanks to Greg Lind of the New Zealand Department of Conservation. Mr. Lind, how many rats were there on Campbell Island, and how did they get there?
Well, we believe from some studies that took place before the eradication that the rats possibly numbered up to 100,000. The rats have been there since the discovery of the islands, and in around 1810, the islands were discovered by sealers and whalers looking for new hunting grounds in the Southern Ocean, and those ships in those days were infested with ship's rats and rats of all kinds.
So the sailors didn't hang around to settle Campbell Island, but the rats did.
The rats certainly did. Over the nearly 200 years, they had a huge effect on the island. Campbell Island's best known to visitors and to people who know a little bit about conservation as being the home of Southern Royal Albatross, which is the second largest of the seabird species. But they didn't have much effect on albatrosses because they're very large birds. But since the arrival of rats, there's almost been a total disappearance of small burrowing birds such as petrels and prions. And most of the smaller seed-eating birds and insect birds have disappeared as well, as the rats raided their nests and ate their chicks. So, yeah, the rats have had a significant effect on the island.
So, what did the New Zealand Department of Conservation do?
Well, we undertook a major eradication program in 2001. Campbell Island is the largest island ever attempted for an eradication. The operation was an aerial operation using helicopters and buckets, and using a poison, a toxin called Brotificum, which is an anticoagulant bait.
Now, you went back recently to check in on the results of all this, and can you say that the rat population indeed has been eradicated from Campbell Island?
We can say with some degree of certainty, Robert, that the rats have been eradicated. We spent a month down there. We carried out a large number of traps nights, which over 4,000 traps were set around the island. And we also had a little rat dog by the name of Jack. He was especially bred to sniff out rats and signs of rats. So he was walked all around the island and must have covered probably 20 or 30 miles of walking in that time. And all that time, in those 4 weeks with a party of six people, there was no fresh sign at all seen of rats on the island.
What was the point here? I understand that the rats were not native to the island, but they were there for almost two whole centuries. One could say that sailors and rats are also part of nature. They just arrive from far away. Was this rat control? Was it trying to restore the island to something tourists might want to go to? What was the point?
The entire program is focused on island restoration. With the eradication of rats, we'll be able to transfer species back that have been pushed out onto small offshore islands and reduced to very small populations, such as the Campbell Island teal. Probably only 15 or 20 of them exist in the wild, a little flightless duck. And we brought some of them back a number of years ago, and a number of other species, including Campbell Island snipe, a very small flighted bird, will probably re-inhabit the island once it realises the rats have are no longer going to be act as predators. And visitors do go to Campbell Island, so all those things will become quite a significant visitor interest, as well as being of high conservation value.
Well, Greg Lind, thank you very much for talking with us.
Cheers, Robert.
Greg Lind of the New Zealand Department of Conservation spoke to us from his office in Invercargill, New Zealand.